Yeah, when you do it, it's pretty fast. It's just that the design is fairly complex.
So you're kind of trying to avoid having a big bunch of people where you don't really know, which was what happened in breast cancer with the intermediate. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's more, I think what we see in breast cancer with Oncotype assay is a biological truth, I truly believe, so that you cannot avoid the presence of intermediate group because it's a continuous biology. I think the clinicians always have a kind of a tendency to prefer dichotomous variables, but the actual biology should be linear.
So do you think it makes sense to do the Taylor trial?
Taylor trial, my personal feeling has always been that the Taylor trial will be very difficult to accrue, mainly because once the patient has the score, maybe it'll be very difficult to convince them to be randomized. It's a high-risk project, and on top of that, to get the result, it'll take 10 years. And in that period, probably, there will be better assay developed that surpass the Oncotype assay. So it's a philosophical differences in how you develop and validate the marker and when you think it's ready for prime time. And we think that with enough retrospective data, it's ready for prime time. And the other clinicians believe that they need a real prospectively designed study with a modern patient, modern regimens to validate the result before becoming a prime time.